Harlan County, Coppola. My mother walked me by the wrist, limping, back to the farmhouse, her thickly freckled hand cold as though she'd leaned against a headstone in the cemetery where the dead of this holler lie buried. We were either on the moon or in Kentucky, visiting second cousins. The drive south seemed all downhill until we reached Pine Mountain. That was the summer the coal miners at Brookside and High Splint struck. The UMWA marched through the streets of Harlan with pickaxes reflected in their eyes. I'd spent the day with Robbie at the creek, catching crawdads in butter bowls and blasting them with rocks at close range. The water being warm, we went shoeless, and I sliced the milky arch of my foot on a broken Pepsi bottle. Until I came out of the water and saw my footprint on the bank filled with blood, there was no pain. Across town, a miner lay on a blanket of blood and stared into the sun with his eyes stuck, no longer complaining, no longer on the clock, quite unaware of the movie camera that snored in the sick bed of history, unaware of my mother putting her hands around my waist and lifting me up to the kitchen table, which I must have mistaken for sky.